212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
We want to know, are you allowed to stand at a concert if you've bought a seated ticket?
And the more I think about this, the more I think, no, you cannot.
Are you saying, like, what about the people behind you?
Yeah, because you've paid for a seated ticket, so the expectation is that you'll sit because the people behind you will be sitting to watch as well, so they can be able to see.
But what about when, like, a banging song comes on that you're, like, just totally into and you want to get up out of your seat and dance?
Should have bought that standing ticket.
Oh, savage. Anyway.
Well, I feel like that's where the privilege that you're paying for.
You know? All right, well, we threw it out there. We got Steve-O from Australia. Babe, what do you reckon? Are you allowed to stand in a seated seat?
In your case, Jules, yes, you can.
Oh.
Why me?
Well, because you're short and everybody behind you won't be able to see. Jesse's just going to have to stay seated because he's too tall. He'll block the view of everything.
Oh, mate, you being heightist this morning?
Heightist.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Mate, you're over 6 foot as well, so...
No, I'm not. I'm only 5 foot 11.
Oh, I'm just scraping. It's 6 the cutoff, is it?
Well, I was 6 foot, but because of my age, I've shrunk.
Oh, rightio, fair enough. Okay, right, so
mate.
Short people are allowed. I'm in.
Short people can, all tall right. People can't.
About time we start getting recognised for something.
We won't say short people, we'll say vertically challenged.
Steve-O.
Good on you, Steve-O.
Have a good Wednesday, mate.
You too.
Bye.
See you later. Jules, actually going to clear this up for you completely. Called Optus Stadium, got him on the line here. So this is Tilly from Optus Stadium. Now, Tilly, can you stand in the seated seats?
You can stand.
Okay, you can.
Oh. Yeah, definitely, for sure.
So what should you usually say to someone if they get cranky? Because the people sitting behind you might get upset.
Oh, so you have people... Oh, because at the back, we've got high-top tables,
yeah.
Or you can just stand there.
Right, so what you're saying is if you do want to stand to go towards the back of the seating area.
Yes, but it's not far. You still get a good view.
Right, okay. So that's it. It's really just a courtesy thing, especially at Optus Stadium. Okay, so thank you, Tilly.
And now we did chuck this up. It's up on our Facebook, Hit WA, if you want to go and have your say. Plenty of people have had their say.
Yeah, right.
Including KJ's, who said, who even sits at a concert? I'm like, damn, girl. Yes, absolutely.
True.
So, I mean, a lot of people are sharing their stories of when they have stood up at, in you know, in their seated seats.
Yeah, well, Hit WA if you want to go and have your say. But we will, I don't know, we'll have to run the gauntlet when we get to Little Mix. According to Steve-O, you can do whatever you like. I just have to suffer.
And I will.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
Right now on 13, 12, 16, I'm trying to prove if I'm right. I've got a theory about proposals after New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern was asked about it in a press conference, whether they would see a wedding in an election year in New Zealand. And she said this.
I was surprised by the question. And look, as with probably many other couples, that means we haven't made many plans.
And I feel like this is something that she's just saying to make her partner feel better. I feel like as guys, we think we're really clever. But women, they just know.
Oh, look, trust me, we know a lot of things. But what I'm saying is that sometimes, in cases, women are genuinely surprised by their partner proposing.
So we did want to find out if this is true. I want to know, am I right? And Kelly on 13, 12, 16, am I right? Did you know?
No, I didn't know.
see? When did you get proposed to, babe? Oh, wait, like, how long ago was this?
Last year.
Okay.
And my partner can not keep a secret, can't keep a surprise, can't keep anything from me. Like, we live together. Like, I know his routine. So if he was to act out of whack, I would so know. But he kept it so cool, calm, and collected. It was great. It was really great.
So I'm just, do you guys share money at all?
Yeah. So he didn't. Like, I was like, oh, well, let's go back and see if I can find out when he started, like, organising it all. No, couldn't find any history on any bank accounts, like, at all.
How big was the proposal? Like, was it a huge deal that he had to keep a lot under wraps, or was it just a very sneaky kind of ring and then he took you to dinner kind of scenario?
Yeah, sneaky, like, something really low-key at home. Like, it was beautiful for me.
And is it the first thing that he's ever managed to keep from you?
Yes.
Well, you bloody hope so, hey.
That you know of.
I'll tell you what it is, right? We're just bloody shocked that you've finally bloody done it.
What do you mean?
Well, that's why we're all surprised. It's like, oh, my God, it's finally... suddenly happening.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Jeez, was I feeling uncomfortable last night?
Why?
Well, as you know, we went out for dinner last night because our big boss is in town. This is our boss's boss.
Mm,
is
our in boss's town. Bosses.
Yes. Mm. And, you know, when you meet a big boss, you want to make a good impression, right? Mm. But last night we went to Tokyo Jack's. And for those that don't know what Tokyo Jack's is, it's a Japanese restaurant.
Mm.
And I feel the pressure when I go to an Asian restaurant. Now, for those that don't know, I am half Filipino, so I'm okay. Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like I should know how to do Asian stuff. Because I am Asian, right?
Any Asian restaurant or just specifically?
Well, yeah, specifically the Japanese because okay. That's where you use the chopsticks.
Okay. Which is the quintessential what white people think Asian people do. Yeah.
Yes, that every Asian uses chopsticks. And no, Filipinos, we eat subu-subu, which is you use your fingers.
Oh, right.
But you use your hands. Right? We don't use chopsticks.
Okay.
But I find that, like, because I am Asian, you know, I could be anywhere in a Vietnamese restaurant and you know, the server is talking to us and whatnot.
Yeah.
And my non-Asian friend will always turn to me and go, "What are they saying?" And I'm like, I am not Vietnamese. I am Filipino. We don't all speak one Asian language.
Just as lost as you are, mate.
Exactly, right? Anyway, so last night, obviously, went to dinner with the big bosses and I was walking in there feeling the pressure going, okay, he knows I'm Asian.
So
we're going to be sitting there.
I was the bosses were going to expect you
to know, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I went in there with a game plan.
Oh, did you?
I did. This is how bad. I thought so much into this.
You've researched Japanese culture.
No, I sat down and I thought to myself, okay, what I'll do is I'll just order big things because it's small stuff that's really difficult to pick up with chopsticks.
Yes,
because I'm not too bad, but I'm not the best. I feel like I should be a pro at it though.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got big food, big pieces of food.
Mm.
Thing you can't do with chopsticks is cut food up. So what did I do? Fit the whole pieces in my mouth. So I'm like trying to eat with my mouth closed, you know what I mean?
With a whole entire piece of meat in your mouth.
And he's trying to hold a conversation with me and I'm trying to speak.
Really
that's
nice
exactly
to
what it was like.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Because it is Wednesday, it's time to sharpen up a bit this morning, Jules.
Yeah, we tried to sharpen up. Now, what we have is 10 words each and 20 seconds on the clock. Now, I'll read out the 10 words and you've got to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Mm.
Now, we thought we'll go first to sharpen ourselves up.
Yeah.
Your chance to score yourself a $50 Visa gift card if coming up next.
Yeah, so would you like to... Are you feeling confident this morning? You want to have a crack first?
I'm never feeling confident, but, you know, I've got to do it.
The first thing that pops into your mind.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, geez, please. Please. I'm just going to pray quietly before we get started. All right, go.
All right, here we go. White.
Clean.
Plain.
Fly.
Mix.
Stir.
Met.
Gala.
Egg.
Crack.
Hamburger.
Eat.
Text.
Tomorrow.
Rat.
Yuck.
Flu.
Sick.
Hose.
Green.
Oh, look at you
what?
With three seconds to spare as well.
Not even kidding you. I black out every time. I don't know what happens. It's not until I hear that ding sound that my mind comes back in. And I'm like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be very difficult. There might be a couple of double ups in here.
Okay.
I'll try and take them out,
though. Well, theoretically, that should make it work for me.
I know. Damn it. Okay,
we'll see
ready?
How we go. Okay, go.
Egg.
Mix.
Julian.
Hogan.
Royal.
Blue.
Baby.
Kid.
Gaga.
Lady.
Kim.
Kardashian.
Gucci.
Gang.
Tissue.
Blow.
Falau.
Izzy.
Wah!
Oh, yeah.
Damn you! I was trying to throw you too. Well, okay, can I just say, what the hell does mix have anything to do with egg?
I don't know. When I usually have scrambled eggs.
Oh, true. Okay, fair enough. Okay, we've got another 10 words for you. We've got 20 seconds on the clock. If you say the first thing that comes to your mind, $50 Visa gift card is all yours.
Dangerous game to play because absolutely anything comes out of your mouth under the pump, which
absolutely.
You and I well know. Now, Troy from Esperance, mate, are you feeling sharp this morning?
Oh, like a tack, mate. Like a tack today.
Confidence is key. I like it, mate. So Jules has a list of 10 words. You got 20 seconds on the clock. Just blurt out the first thing that pops into your mind. If you can get through all 10, that $50 Visa gift card is all yours, mate.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Okay.
Here we go.
Pink.
Colour.
New York.
City.
50.
Number.
Bikey.
Scary.
Road.
Drive.
Tokyo.
City.
Green. Green. Colour. Coffee.
Yum.
God, we had two more to go. We had keys and ScoMo.
Mate, you got off to an absolute flyer.
Yeah, I thought you were in.
A bit nervous towards the end.
One little stumble, it gets you, mate. Trust me.
I tell you what, we'll hook you up with a pink CD instead for her new album, Hurts to Be Human. That's all yours.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Now at hits.com.au.
And guess what time it is, Jesse? It is time to talk Gucci.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci
now,
gang.
Now, the beauty industry has been given a shocking makeover by Gucci. Gucci's creative director, right, Alessandro Michele, after they have launched their new lipstick, but it's the model that they used to launch this lipstick.
Yeah, right.
It's a... She's a punk rocker, right? And she's got crooked teeth.
Okay.
And so they put the lipstick on her lips, obviously, but she's smiling, and people are actually shook over this.
Yeah, that they're not using someone perfect in Photoshop.
Exactly, right? Which, I mean, is beautiful because they're actually humanising it.
Yeah, wasn't there a model that was famous for this, something similar, had the big gap in it?
Yes, her and then the big gap started trending, and everyone started going getting big gaps, $2 gaps in there too.
Yeah.
See? Well, I definitely won't be doing how this lady's teeth is, though.
The opposite of braces.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to check it out, Hit FM WA on our Instagram. I posted up in our story so you can actually see the smile.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's for me, it was like I was a bit taken back when I saw it, but it actually got my attention.
Photos of mouths up that close always freak me out anyway. Mm, so.
But how cool is this, right? The reason we're talking about this morning is because the beauty campaign was actually by a Perth-born makeup artist by the name of Thomas Di Kaluva.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he's actually the one that was in control of that.
WA reppin'.
And said that he wanted to humanise, the beauty industry.
Yeah, brilliant.
Mm, if you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
You noticed yesterday, everything on Instagram, Facebook was everything about the Met Gala.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. The only person we can speak to about it is Dean McCarthy, who joins us live from LA this morning. Hey, babe.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, let's talk Met Gala. I've got every piece of juicy information you need to know. First of all,
living for it.
It was fabulous. As you can imagine, there were extra security because, you know, oh, my God, everyone in Hollywood was there, right? It was so gorgeous and glamorous. The wins, the highlights, the best dressed. Kendall Jenner.
Oh.
Man, she slayed her look.
She slayed. She actually is the definition. Look up slay in the dictionary. Ah! Here's a picture of Kendall Jenner at the Met Gala.
No, babe, that's so all you. I thought I saw your photo there.
Next to a picture of Jessie and Jill. So she's so gorgeous. You know, I think Ciara did a phenomenal job as well. Obviously, Kim Kardashian looked really gorgeous as well. Lady Gaga did 4 outfit changes on the red carpet.
Whoa.
That's how you shut it down. But let's talk about a couple of misses. And you know I love Katy Perry, right? I know her and she's awesome. But she went as a chandelier and then she changed into an outfit of a hamburger.
I saw that.
Look it up. Google it. She's wearing a hamburger. Don't really know why. But look, here's...
I thought she was promoting a new burger from McDonald's or something.
Maybe she was getting like $1 million from, Hungry Jack's or whatever.
The new Whopper.
The Katy Whopper. I'd buy it. I'm here for it. So basically, after the show, like they all go in, they go to the Met Gala. We never see photos because there's no cameras allowed, right? So it's a dinner,
okay,
a glamorous dinner, and you're not allowed to sit with people you know. She puts you with people you don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It's to like mingle, literally. So Kim and Kanye would not have sat next to each other.
Oh, there you go.
That's cool.
I mean, they would have thought Kanye was bloody security because if he's not with Kim Kardashian, no one would have known who he bloody was yesterday. He looked like a security guard.
That's called shade.
I know, and I'm throwing it this morning.
Playing at home. So basically, right, after the Met Gala, so they're all there, they're all fabulous. Then Kim Kardashian and Serena Williams threw their own after party, okay?
Okay.
Now, the after party was catered for by McDonald's.
Oh, no way.
And that's why Katy Perry was dressed as a hamburger. Yeah.
Probably why she went as a hamburger. But here's the thing. So everyone was like, wait a second. Why would that even? They're so rich, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We all love McDonald's. Let's be honest. But here's the thing. They've all been dieting and fasting, and they're all starving for 6 weeks of, you know, no eating.
Yeah.
That's why she had McDonald's and French fries and Big Macs. And, like, McDonald's is so incredibly tasty, let's be real. Like, that is just like you've been dieting for a month.
I love it.
But there you go. The after party, Justin Bieber was there, Halle Baldwin was there.
Crazy.
Was there, all the Kardashians. Fabulous.
Oh, babe, now just quickly, before we let you go, what's the update with Britney Spears?
It's not a good update.
Okay.
I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it. Here's the deal. The mum, remember Britney's mum and dad, they're, like, obviously not together anymore.
Yeah.
The mum is taking the dad to court this Friday.
Wait.
Now, the dad... Brittany's dad is in charge of all of her finances, conservatorship. And what that means is Brittany doesn't even have a credit card. Brittany doesn't even have a... Brittany's phone is a flip phone. She doesn't have access to the internet. Okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're talking about like a Motorola Razr?
With a Diamante?
Yeah.
Probably like those cute Motorola... It's probably got covered in diamonds. But what happened was the mum thinks that the dad isn't looking after her health well enough.
Right.
So the mum wants access to all of Brittany Spears' health records.
Right.
So that's what they're doing now. Now, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know what this means. But the mum and Britney don't have a lot to do with each other. They had a big fallout in 2012 when she ended it with Justin Timberlake.
Right.
That was a moment that the mum and Britney fell out. And the dad's been in charge of everything ever since. So stay tuned.
This is crazy.
No, crazy, right?
Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling this in this morning. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a touch more adult, and so we put them early in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, we're talking about a criminal out of Perth.
Ooh.
Local thief story.
Not the the eat and run chick, dine and dash chick.
Not back to our dine and dash,
mate. Okay.
This is about a lady in Northbridge who stole something from a shop, and the cops are now appealing for people's help on Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
Right. But what she stole was X-rated.
What was it?
Well, that's the thing.
What?
Is the cops have refused to say because they say it's too much.
Oh.
Yeah, so they posted to their Facebook page, the WA Police, and said, look, this is the picture we've got of her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they just posted a photo of what she stole. I was like, I want to see this.
No, that's the... they posted the picture telling the story and saying, can you please help us? She's white in appearance with tan skin, brown hair, brown eyes, 20 to 30 years old. We need to find her because she's stolen something from this adult shop in Northbridge. Basically, people are kind of going wild about, you know, what speculation as to what she could have possibly stolen.
Yeah, no, I'm so intrigued.
And they just won't reveal it. They say the hashtags on the end of the post were essentially... we can't, like, what's the item? Hashtag best not to say.
Okay.
And I was very surprised that that someone had stolen from an adult store in the first place.
Mm.
Like, it seems like a bit of a bizarre track to go down.
Have you been in those adult stores? Mm. I think it can get expensive. I get it. They're expensive.
Yeah, right. Okay. I didn't know that they were so expensive. I didn't know. Haven't been there.
Oh, whatever. You're looking in a different department.
But I want to know, do you reckon she stole it just for the buzz?
Oh, we're going there, are we? No. Why would you do that? It'd just give you bad vibes, wouldn't it?
I just want to know, who turned her on to a life of crime?
Oh, my goodness. I hope she thinks long and hard about what she's done.
Oh, very good.
Oh, damn.
Either way, I hope this story has a happy ending.
Oh, Jesse!
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.